and welcome to the Love Meech Podcast. I'm your host, Meech. It is a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. So hello, welcome, welcome. There are 7.9 billion people in the world today, yet you met me, and this is not by happy chance. This is divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. Now, I am in this world, but I am not of it. On this podcast, you're going to hear topics about both the spiritual world as well as the earth world. My goal is to keep learning and evolving and spreading love. Hey, loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meech Podcast. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I want to continue to keep up with the podcast. Remember, I said we were going to talk about what the straw man. What is the straw man? What is the straw man? Don't worry. I have a whole episode jam-packed with lots and lots of details about what the straw man is, what to do if you want to get away from the straw man, how to reclaim your birthright, all the resources so that you can do research on your own. I love learning. I love sharing what I learn. And I found someone that said the same thing. So the last person you're going to hear today, he admits he loves to learn. He loves to share. He actually learns by sharing. So as he's reteaching what he's learned, he's learning. And he is an Enneagram number 7. And guess what I am? Enneagram number 7. So I have a lot going on right now. But when I get a chance, I'm going to finish the book called The Book of Me. And it's just going to be lots of different quizzes that tell you in a nutshell who you are. You don't need anyone to tell you that. Like, you know who you are. You live with yourself all the time. But to actually see it in black and white on paper, to write it down and to actually start to connect the dots, you're going to be like, oh my God. From your favorite color to your favorite number to what your names mean to numerologies to zodiac. I mean, all of it. So I have it outlined in my OneNote. I just need to figure out if I'm going to publish by myself, if I'm going to hire someone to do it, and actually send someone my draft and kind of get going on that. So hopefully by the end of this year, I will publish my book, babies. But I'm just so excited. Real estate is going amazing. I welcomed 3 new clients for the month of February. Hopefully we can get them their keys. I have one that's going to be moving in next week. The property owner is cleaning out the house to get them ready to move in. My cousin from Miami is moving up. She wants me to be her realtor. She's looking for a 5-bedroom. She goes looking for 6. So, ow. Cousin got some money. And they're coming up next Friday. And they want to put down their deposit and secure their place. And I have another client that's trying to move. We're having a hard time securing a place because of the credit score. And I feel so bad. And this is exactly why I entered the industry, because I know how that feels. Hello. I co-sign on a car for someone. I let someone get a rental. Just choices that you make out of the goodness of your heart, sometimes they can have detrimental consequences on you that you will pay for later in your life. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes some mistakes haunt you. And you know, credit can change overnight if you want to pay for trade lines and stuff, but just doing it the original right way, it takes a while for credit to get back how it needs to be. And I actually want to do a podcast episode on that, because I actually had the opportunity to move back home to save up for a home. And I have an appointment next month with my lender for my home. So I'm so freaking excited about that. I just wanted to move out to be on my own, to enjoy my independence, my freedom, my free will. But honey, you know how much money I could have saved? So life really does repeat itself. I will always remember my mom saying, just stay here until you get married. You know, just stay here, save up until you get married. And it was so funny because universe sent me a mirror. I had a significant other in my past. I'm still cool with the family members and such. So the cousin, I remember she moved back home, saved up for her condo and moved out. And that was universe telling me, like, look, this is what your ass need to be doing. But no, I still wanted to move out, do things on my own, you know, have they come over, yada, yada, yada. And no, absolutely not. I could have been in my home. I could have been paid down that mortgage. Someone could have had so much equity. But that's okay. You kind of live and you learn, and we all live and learn in different stages. So I just happened to get my lessons a little bit later. But it's better to get your lessons than to never get them. So better later than never, right? So we're going to continue today's podcast episode talking about the straw man. And when I tell you, Spirit is getting me ready because my babies is not being birthed in a hospital. I don't even want the midwife doula around me. Like, I feel like they just reporting back to the government anyways because they know we doing these at-home births and they're trying to keep tabs on us. So absolutely not. My family and friends are going to be surrounding me. I'm going to have rose petals in the water, crystals in the water, essential oils in the water. I'm going to have some amazing hearts music playing, maybe some Indian music, maybe some African music to channel my ancestors. I'm going to have my grandmother and my mother there praying. I'm going to have my sisters there on the esoteric side sending me Reiki vibe, you know. They going to be holding my hand and helping deliver baby. And it's going to be in a pool and a loving home. And baby is just going to be surrounded by the clan, you know what I mean? So something happened recently. I remember when my sisters had my nieces and nephews, we always called each other. We knew the hospital room. We went in the hospital room. They had the babies. I was there. I could assist with them birthing the babies. I could wait for the baby to be born. Like, the option was there. Like, I was family. I was in the room. Well, my brother, it's different when you're not, when you have sisters, the world is different from when you have brother. So my brother's married and they just woke up my seventh nephew in the world. And although we have a chat room, I really wasn't invited into the room. And I don't know why, but I feel like a way about that. Like, why wasn't I invited in the room? Like, I don't want to help you deliver, but can I even know the room number? Can I know when to come? I don't know. I'm still kind of working through that. But just know that relationships are different when it's your sisters and when it's your brothers, because with your sisters, you have the direct relationship with your sisters and you can choose to form that relationship with the males. When it's your brother, the wife generally wants to, you know, form that relationship with you. And it's just different because two different people coming from two different backgrounds. Like, my brother is similar to me. We were raised together. We understand the same morals. We understand the same rules. We understand the same do's and don'ts. But if you have someone on the outside, that home was completely different. So it's almost like a relationship outside of the relationship that they have. I don't know if I'm explaining that right. But anyways, so me just talking about the birth and stuff reminded me of that. I just kind of like feel away. Like, those are my nieces and nephews too. And I feel like I should have been in the room, I guess. But anyways, back to the straw man. So I can't wait until my day when I will have horns and flutes and da-da-da-da, babies on his way. Like, all hands on deck. Like, they better be there. Ain't no not being there. My people are going to be there to witness the birth of this amazing human being that's going to come in the world. That's what two people have prophesied over me. So if another person come to me and prophesy, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a freaking Matilda. But Spirit has been just dropping knowledge on me. Like, I need to know this stuff before the family is formed. So straw man is something that has been dropped into my spirit. You know, living off grid, starting a garden, solar panels, tiny homes, just like preparing me. Like, this may be the world that you live in now, but I'm gonna need you to prepare because it's gonna be a lot different. Like, you know, fast forward. Like, I honestly feel like war is on the horizon. It's gonna be bombs on the home front. We've already had a couple of train wrecks. Just the things that I'm thinking back on now. The oil being hacked, digitally hacked. The banks being hacked. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was one point in time when Xfinity internet went down. It was even on the news. Now trains are crashing. What next? Planes. So I feel like whoever we're at war with, which I feel like is China, has been sending different things like, I will shut down your oil, I'll shut down your internet, I'll shut down your banks, I can crash. Now they're to the point where they're causing casualties. Not to say that the oil and all that other stuff didn't cause casualties, but a fucking train. Can you imagine being on a train, that bitch wrecked? What the fuck are you going to do? That whole shit is going to blow up. And so the train wrecked. I've heard that it has leaked into rivers that go into about 6 other states. So let's just look at that. The water is already disgusting as is. Now you add another chemical to it. 6 states. What happens when those people drink that water? We're not even testing these people or evacuating them. What happens if you drink the water, get on a plane, and go to another state? Now that shit is spreading. It's like, hello. So, well, you know, I don't even want to say boil your water because I heard boiling your water was bad. But I'm about to get this Keurig machine. Because I need my water to be electric. Like, I don't trust that. Thankfully, we have a refrigerator water filter. And I'll just do that. I also like buying distilled water from Walmart. And I just don't even trust the springs now. Because it's, who knows if it's contaminated. We don't really test this stuff before we drink it. Which is something that we should start doing. But I digress. I'm just so excited to learn about the straw man because I feel like when things come to me, it's just not, oh, learn this. It's like, babe, you know, spirit is telling me like, babe, I need you to learn this. I need you to implement this in your life. There's things that I need you to do, and you need to do these things in order for me to give you the next lesson, the next mission, the next level, yada, yada, yada. So straw man is one of them. So I'm so excited to share with you guys all the things that I've learned about the straw man. And I cannot officially take the steps to do this yet because my income is still tied to my social. It's still tied to the system. Once I can switch my income into trust and I can utilize the trust and be the owner of the trust and still be able to be tapped into the system just a little bit but have more so my freedom, I'm kind of stuck. So that's the next level, is to find, which I already have. Spirit already gave me that person. To discuss the trust with, to open up those trust accounts, to switch my funds over there. I want my cars to be in the trust, my homes to be in the trust, all my income to be in the trust for generations to come so that I can say goodbye to the social. So we're still looking into that. And the businesses, ideas that I have, that I'm going to give birth to, I'm going to have to put all of those in trust as well, because not only do you have to stay away from the social, but the EIN as well. So everything actually goes down the trust lane. So there's a lot of successful people that have done it that are on my path that I can reach out to. I just have to get a couple of things in line just to make sure that I compensate everyone for their research, hard work, guidance, mentorship, you know, due diligence. So that's where I am now. I'm so thankful that I know a lot of people that can offer me a lot of services. It's just coming up with the capital now to be able to pay them their just. For example, I want to get a trademark. When I first researched trademark, it was like $200. Then I just went to a conference and she was like, it's $15. I'm like, what? So I probably would have filed that paperwork and then another bill would have came like, sorry girl, you're gonna need a couple of $1,000. So things like that are worth it, and I'm gonna just stop focusing on needing the money and just realize that universe is gonna give it to me when it's time. So the money for all of the things that I want to do is on its way. I welcome and I receive the way that those funds are gonna come to me, as long as it doesn't cause any harm to anyone. And so I just accept. So I just have to make sure that I stay in the window of accept, and doubt and fear and worry and wonder that kind of pushes that income away. So as long as I change that frequency, I'll be just fine. So before you know it, I'll have all of this stuff. So the first clip that we're going to hear is, it's it's almost like a cart. You can go look it up on YouTube. It's almost like a cartoon of what is a straw man. But because I love podcasts so much, you guys are going to hear it. And the reason I love podcasts so much is you could be at the gym. You could be cooking dinner. You could be washing clothes. You could be driving. You don't have to physically sit down and stare at something. It doesn't have to have your full attention. It just needs your ears. So that's why I love podcasts, because you can multitask. You could be, you know, writing. You could be helping your kids with their homework. It's just so many. You could be doing on your garden. You could be working out. It's just so much you could do while you have that podcast going. And I just freaking love that. I really do. I love that. So anybody that does like live things, anybody that does like YouTube, I always encourage them, like, hey, put that shit on the podcast, because not everybody wants to sit down and stare. Like, I rarely look at TV. I'm into this TV series called 100, and they're talking about putting consciousness in these damn chips, and I don't think TV is just TV, so I'm on the ass. I'm catching up with the X-Files series. I am catching up with You. Oh my God, I love freaking You. I always pick at my sister, because she can go to sleep looking at like serial killer TV is what I call it. Her and my mom, like, oh my God, it's so depressing. It's so sad. They never solve these stories. And it's like, what the hell? This is Twilight Zone. So I don't, that's not me. It's just like, no, I'm so empathic. I'm going to feel the pain of all of those families. And it's just too much for me. So I stay away. Give me romance, lovey-dovey, happy, joy any day. Like, that's my world. I love that. But this TV show, You, honey, oh my God. Maybe because he's like a lover serial killer. I think that's what it is. You had to throw the love in there for me to like attach and get it. But I freaking love, like, his love language is, I will kill for you. Like, okay. Like, seriously, I will body. I think Sisa got a song like that out now. I will body somebody for you. Like, how many people do you know will go to jail? You gonna catch a murder case for me? Like, I don't know. It's like so extreme. Maybe that's the Libra in me. We always one end of the structure or the other one, like so extreme. But I freaking love You. I don't know. Like, some parts are a little creepy, but it's like I get it. So yeah, that's my show. I can't wait. Like, I don't know. I haven't been able to freeze in on it. I've been switching from show to show to show. But I'm going to finish it. I don't like how they split it up, but that's okay. I'm going to catch up. And I almost feel like that little student girl that need his help all the time, she's the one around here texting him and killing and stuff. Like, my spidey senses or my intuition says it's her. Because every time he's with her and she leave, they go text message. It's like, he ain't put that shit together yet. So I can't wait to see. And that's another thing. When I look at TV, like, my intuition, I like play that game. Like, okay, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And I'll wait and see, like, how good is my, like, I'm testing myself. How good is my intuition? Or how good can I look? You know, I done predicted this whole movie. So I like that. So I'm going to pause for a moment so that we can hear about Straw Man. And then I'll just explain each clip, and then we'll kind of wrap it up. So if this is your first time listening, hi and welcome to Love Meech Podcast. I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. I talk about everything under the sun, spirituality, my life, my drama, yada, 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 but more so spirituality. And today's episode is about the Straw Man. Take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Although I have a really good, strong track record of planting seeds, and years later they sprout. I remember I planted seeds of vegan, and everybody in my family thought it was cuckoo nuts. Now my mother has a whole garden in the backyard, and it's like a health freak, and she has a dehydrator where she can dehydrate food that can last for 25 years. She has a boiler where she can her goods now. And now she's going to, like, get meat from a farm and, like, free, you know, like, cut up a real cow, like, the whole thing and, like, freeze it. So just plant those seeds. You never know when they're going to sprout. You have to allow that person to go through their own awakening or their own growth and mental development. And when the soil is ripe, that mental soil, the brain, I feel like the brain is a garden, y'all. When that soil is ripe, when those seeds have the nutrients that they need, they're going to sprout. So just keep sharing. My favorite thing to say is sharing is caring. Because when it's someone's time, you know, it's just so frustrating while you're waiting. So keep yourself busy, because, like, waiting and watching them is like watching paint dry. It's going to drain you. So plant those seeds and move on with your life. Check in with them every now and then. But don't bang your head on the wall. Like, I'm speaking for experience. So, yeah, let's get. Oh, and if you are returning, thank you so much for tuning in. We have so many new countries that are tuning in. We have women, men, children, all different age groups. We have all different platforms. Like, I see the statistics, you guys, and they are phenomenal. For this month, we have 83 plays. For the past 90 days, we have over 800 plays. And since I've started, which we're coming up on 4 years, y'all, April the 20th will be 4 years since I've had my podcast. I didn't do like a happy birthday podcast episode, but we will have, I think, 18,000 plays, like, literally. My episodes have been played 18 freaking thousand times. I just imagine if I monetize that, but it's not about monetization. A lot of the things that I have learned that are near and dear to my heart were free, and I just want to keep that going. I feel like if everybody switches over to pay, like, the whole world will change because we move as a collective. So I'm just going to do my part and keep things being free, and I know there's other people out there that are going to keep things free like me, so we could keep that free spirit alive. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's start with our first episode. What is the straw man?
Ah, the government. It loves you and wants to keep you safe and well. It even wants to make paying taxes, fines, and court costs easier for you. How? Well, you'll need to meet your straw man. He was born the same day you were. He looks like you, has the same name, and lives in your house, but you never knew he existed. You will have even paid his parking tickets or taxes. The worst part? He's been dead from day one. From every birth certificate, a legal personality, or legal fiction, is created with the same name to confuse little old you into thinking it's you. So, there is a human you and a paper you, or as it's commonly known, a straw man. So when it seems like government officials, court clerks, or the police are speaking English, they aren't. They're speaking legalese, designed to make you agree to verbal and written contracts without even knowing about it, all spun from Black's Law Dictionary. For example, when the police say, "Do you understand?" you'll say, "Yes." What they are really saying is, "Do you stand under our authority?" Oopsie-daisy, you just created a verbal contract with them. Oh, you clever government. Did you know that whenever you register something, you are handing over title to the person you register it with? That's right. Whenever you register something with the government, they assume it belongs to them. Registered your car? Super! Now you are the registered keeper of your vehicle, and the government can crush it when you don't pay your, straw man's taxes. Expecting a new bundle of joy? Well then, you need to register your little darling with a birth certificate. Then they can start the process all over again and create a new straw man for your little one. Isn't that great? So when Junior grows up, he'll be able to generate revenue just like you have. When you notify on your baby by signing the birth certificate, your child becomes a ward of state. And if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they'll assume it's okay to take the child away or make new rules for things they don't like. Not enough school? Smacking your child? Shouting too loudly? Then it's off to social services for the little one. When you get a bill, it's sent to you, but belongs to your straw man, not you. That's why bills, fines, and summons start with Mr., Mrs., or Ms. Sometimes you'll see your surname in capitals, just like on a gravestone. That's because your straw man is dead, and just a silly piece of paper, created before you could comprehend or even consent to it. When you go to court, you represent your straw man. So you, the human, take on any costs, fees, taxes, and fines involved for the straw man. The human you doesn't even need to pay them. But you made a contract with the court by appearing on behalf of your legal personality, or straw man. Just like the government knew he would. Confused? Well, don't worry. The government doesn't want you to know anyway. If you knew, you'd stop paying things like council tax and parking tickets. Because when you go to court, you are representing your straw man. You are you, alive and made of flesh and blood. Your straw man, or legal personality, is a piece of paper created from your birth certificate. And you think it's you. What a silly Billy. Would you like to know more? Well, then go over to tpuc.org. Get up, get informed, and get real.
Let me give you another, yeah. It just strikes me. Let me give you a quick example about the maritime law, the law of water, the law of the sea. Money is water by law. So when a ship, this is why all ships are female by law. All ships, rocket ship, sailing ship, airship, it doesn't matter. If it's a ship, it's female.
Right.
Because the captain always refers to his ship as she. She's a good ship, or she's done this. Why she? Because she delivers the product.
Right, the
without
vessel.
She, there is no product, right?
It's a vessel. It's a whole
of course,
thing. It's a
of course it
like,
is
like
a vessel. So is your body. It's a vessel that produces a product.
Right.
So when the ship pulls into harbor, it stops, and where it parks is called its berth. It's berthing a ship, or she sits in her berth.
Uh-huh.
And every item on that ship, well, coming out that ship, is a money. It's money changing hands.
Right.
And it came in on water. So it's called. So every piece has to have what is called a certificate of manifest, because she is sitting in her berth. That's why when you were born,
I had a birth certificate.
Your mother's water broke. Uh-huh. You were inside a container of water. Her water broke, and you came out, and therefore you have to have a birth certificate.
Wow.
There, and it's got to be signed by the dock, because that's where the ship is sitting. The dock is where the ship sits.
That is funny.
So once you begin to see how the words and terms are all based on maritime admiralty, the law of water, the cash flow, the liquid asset.
But it's just in English, the dock, the water?
Yeah, of course. It goes all the way back to the English or British domination of the seas.
Oh.
And so when the British began to dominate the seas, the Knights Templar Masonic Order of the Knights Templars, who have been in the middle of Asia, came back into Western, Eastern Europe, brought all of these concepts, and it was developed into a commercial system of words and terms and symbols, which are used in courts and government and corporations. You know, your body as a corporation. No, that's a whole story. We could talk for hours on this. But your body is a corporation.
Of cells, you mean?
No. It's called, and by law, your body, your physical body is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you die, you're a corpse.
Oh.
Because when you're living, you're a corporation. You are a business. And hanging out with that person is bad business.
Right.
Or who I hang out with is none of your business.
Right.
Because your body is a business.
Wow.
And so you say, well, you know, what you're doing with her or him is bad business.
Right.
But, of course, if you're getting married and she's very wealthy, you say she's a good stock. Right? Words and terms are based on maritime admiralty, the law of water. And so that's why when you go into a court, you have a fence and a gate. The people sit out here and the judge sits inside. The gate is called a flood gate. When you go through the canal, you have a flood gate.
Right.
So when you're sitting out here, you're in the law of the land. The judge has no control or no jurisdiction over the people sitting out here. No jurisdiction whatsoever.
Right, because they're outside the gate.
That's outside the gate.
Right, right.
That's on land.
Right.
But when you're when you walk past that gate, now you're in hot water. And someone's going to have to bail you out.
Bail, yeah.
Okay.
Bail. Did you write a book about all these men?
No. I've just been studying it for 48 years.
Wow.
But it's fascinating because when you understand that there's I mean, the whole subject is so large, and it would take hours to, and I'd have to go back to square one and walk through all the words and terms that he used in law and courts and commerce for you to understand how pervasive this concept of water is on the earth.
Wow.
The law of water, maritime admiralty, it's an extraordinary story about how governments rule the world. And unless you understand this, you're never going to figure out what's going on.
When
look at it. When you walk into a courtroom and they call your name, you get up and you put your hand on the gate and you open the gate. The moment you put your hand on the gate, by international law, you of your own volition have opened yourself up to maritime admiralty law, because you were on the law of the land. As long as you don't touch that gate and go through it, you haven't opened the floodgate. Now, once you open the floodgate, there's a piece of wood on top of that gate, and it's called the bar, and you're not licensed to pass the bar.
Right.
So what you've done is you've opened the floodgate, but you weren't licensed to pass the bar.
So what does that mean?
So that means that you're dead. You're now dead.
Because
once you touch that, you're dead.
Because you're no longer in control of
You are dead. Well, you're considered to be a dead man.
Because?
That's why the attorney has to speak for you. He has to represent
you. Why are you dead? Because
you went into the deep water and you died. You're drowned.
Because you weren't licensed. Because you weren't...
Right. You were not licensed to pass the bar. And the bar represents a sandbar in the ocean. But the bar is what the attorneys are licensed to pass, but you're not. So the point being is that when you open that gate of your own volition, you are considered by law to be a dead man.
Really?
That's why you cannot talk to the judge, because dead people don't talk to judges.
So you need
an attorney who is your mouthpiece. He speaks for you because you're dead.
Well, should we do away with courts so people can
get their lives back? I would think that what you want to do is understand how the system works.
And avoid it.
Really. Avoid it if you can.
Don't you touch me. I am the living man protected by universal law.
You keep talking. And you're going to be charged with contempt and you're going to go to jail.
You have already contempted this place.
No, I told you I would.
You're trying to get down here. These are the living witnesses to what you're trying to do.
You are
trying to create a fictitious fraudulent action. You are trying to bilk the Federal Reserve by securitizing in all caps commercialized name and notifying them that they are standing in debt now. If you touch me, you will violate natural law. Do not come near me. I am protected by the land. Do not tell me to shut up.
I am
the living natural man, and my voice will be heard. That is the Jolly Roger. That thing you call the American flag with the gold fringe around it is the Jolly Roger, and you are acting as one of his privateers.
Okay. You're here on the charge of arrest.
I'm here by a special visitation.
That's right. And
I've never let you get away with this. You bet I'm here.
To each charge, could be up to a $500 fine, up to 6 months in jail.
I do not understand any charges. I only understand universal law and the right to live.
Well,
to live in peace and to live as I need to.
You pled not guilty in this.
I never plead. Animals plead. Sound like bah, oink oink.
I have a paper with your signature on it, sir.
It says prime evidence standing right through it. You bring forward all natural forms of evidence that I'm not prime evidence. I am the living soil. The dirt, the water, and the air has its own voice, does it not? It all supports forms of life, does it not? I am a part of that life. I am not your corporate fiction.
Sir?
Do not hinder me.
You're here today on an omnibus hearing. You've already pled not guilty.
I am here by special visitation to see to it that you do not hinder my natural living man's name.
Are you prepared to tell the court if you wish to go to trial on this matter?
This is a trial. No, this isn't a trial. Here's my jury of my peers. You cannot produce a jury of my peers because all juries are selected from a pool of registered voters, and the instant a person registers to vote, their natural ability is appear to comprehend natural law has been dissolved and turned into fiction. There cannot be raised a jury of my peers. It cannot be done.
Excuse me for just a moment.
No way. Get back here and finish this. Hey, get back here and finish this. The judge has left the courtroom. There you go.
You won.
Yeah.
There is nobody in this courtroom. I'm a witness. The judge has walked out.
The judge has walked out. Everybody up and out.
I said no excuse.
Everybody up and out.
I'm not letting you
up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Follow the man.
Peace.
Get your hands on
him. What's that?
You're ready to see history here.
Thank you.
She abandoned the court.
Melanated people are learning about birth certificates. We're learning that they have a negative effect on our commerce, how they use it to control, and how it's used also to control certain aspects of parenting. So what we're going to do is look at the alternative to that, which is, and we've talked about before, is the affidavit of live birth. When you get an affidavit of live birth, that will allow you to create a contract between the baba and the mama and allow them to bypass the state, okay? Because what you'll do is you'll agree, you'll get it notarized in front of a state notary, and that will be a legal document. Then the next process would be to file it at the county recorder's office. But before we get into all that, let's look at what happens at the time of birth. When you're having a child, many have to go to the hospital. One of the things I do suggest is that if you can get a midwife, even if you have the Medicare that you're using, if you're using even government assistance, you can still get the midwife in your area to deliver the baby. You get a midwife, and if you can afford it, have a child at the house. Have a home birth, preferably maybe a water birth, but try to have it at home. So that would avoid you having to get a birth certificate, okay, at that point, if you have it at the house. But if you do have to have a child at the hospital, which a lot of times because of complications with the child, there may be a reason to go to the hospital. What you need to do when you go to the hospital is you need to use your religious rights. You are a Moorish American, whether you're a Christian Moorish American or a Hebrew Moorish American, or if you are a Kemetic indigenous Moorish American, you have to stand on your religious rights, preferably of your ancestors. You know, you're looking back and you're reusing what our ancestors would do. When you go in there, you're going to tell them that we are not getting the birth certificate at this time. We have a temple. The temple that we affiliated with will be handling the certificate. So that will eliminate the hospital from really bothering you. This is from personal experience, okay? So, you know, these are the things that I've had to do. When I did that, there was no more discussion. You know, I've heard a lot of times people have problems. You know, the hospital is constantly every hour or so trying to convince you or force you into signing the birth certificate. When you're at the hospital, do not sign any contracts that are dealing with the birth certificate. Do not put your child's name on any documentation at the hospital. This will ensure that they will not have a name or a signature that deals with the birth certificate. This is important because when both parents do not sign the birth certificate is not produced. It is not created. What they do is they'll put baby and the last name of the mother, baby boy or baby girl, last name, and they'll put it on the birth certificate, and that's all they'll have. And if you sign, it without, if you sign anything but don't give them any information, what happens is that birth certificate does go to the vital statistics, and they will file it. But if no signatures or anything is done, and you tell them that the temple, and you tell them that there's going to be arrangements made elsewhere, then the birth certificate was placed in a file at the hospital. To be sure, I called the county vital statistics, and they had no record. They told me to call the hospital, and the hospital that the baby was born, and they said that it was here, and that it would be here. It would not be able to do anything with it until there was a signature on it. So when there's no signatures, there should be no forwarding that birth certificate to any other agency to be filed. It will stay at the hospital. And then you will create your affidavit of live birth, and you will have that done, which will include, you know, the parents and what their status is. You want to put that you custodial parents. You want to put that you both residential parents, that you're full flesh and blood guardian, legal guardians over this child. Okay? You want to say that. You want to say these things on both parents. And then you want to give them, you know, the child's time of birth, the day of birth, and the location of the birth. These are the basic things that you want to have on there. Now, there are other things that you want to put on, that you could put on your affidavit. You can put a lot more. I mean, you can make a lot more stipulations between the two if you guys have that agreement. But these are the basic things that are needed to stand in replace of a birth certificate when you're using it out, because you might have to put your children to school or whatever reason. You know, this will be the replacement. And then you'll file this affidavit after you've signed it and notarized. You'll file it at a county recorder office or at the county clerk of court office. Okay. These are two major places. There may you may be able to file it at another court, but these are the two main courts. And then from there, you can get it authenticated at the state level or at the county level. You can get it authenticated. So these are things that you can do to create your own legal document to express who you are and who you are to the world and what your child is going to be classified as. So that your child won't be classified as Negro, Black, or colored in those type of ways. So those are the main topics. I hope you got something out of this video.
If you want to have a different philosophy.
It's not us associating ourselves with them. It's the government associating us with that, yeah, and saying that we are like them when in fact we're not.
It's interesting, though. You were in the military.
I was. I love my country.
And I'm just wondering how you came to be a part of the Free Man Society, because the military, you probably have to have a lot of ID. You're working, yeah, for the government, with the government. Yeah. How'd you make that transition and why?
I made the transition because I was subjected to an unlawful action by government agents. I was denied access to the courts. I was unhappy. Most people who come to this movement come to it because they feel they have been dishonored on some level by the government agent, by a police officer, overstepping what they feel are the lawful bounds. We then start looking into these words, doing the research, and starting to realize that there's a whole lot of deception involved in these words, and for a large degree, their authority is not just natural, it requires actions on our part which grants them the consent.
Now, Rob, a lot of people would look at Canada as one of the most democratic societies in the world. Yeah. Some people might say that they understand that you don't want your money used to drop bombs, but income tax also goes to pay for your health care, it goes to pay for your roads and the infrastructure that you use on a daily basis here in the country.
I understand that, and that's a very good point, mm-hmm, and I thank you for raising it. However, we had all of these things prior to the implementation of income tax. And a lot of the income tax money also goes to foreign bankers, because in order to pay for these things, we actually float a bond, sell that bond on the market, then we have to pay the money back with interest attached. The government has the right and the power to spend that money into circulation right off the bat without any of those things. I believe that we do certain things I would recognize that we have an obligation to pay for. But income tax, for instance, that's, I imagine you have a social insurance number.
Yeah, like most, like everybody in the, most everybody in this country.
I know, and yet if you read the act under which you applied for that number, you find that it identifies you as a federal employee, and they call it your federal employee identification number. You need it to get a Canada pension plan, and in, or if you want to access welfare or employment insurance or Canada pension plan, then that you need that. We've looked at it and we've decided that the payoff isn't there. I mean, if you are asked to give up certain rights and freedoms in exchange for certain benefits, but you don't know what rights and freedoms you've given up, how do you know what you're receiving is in fact
there? What rights and freedoms do you give up by virtue of having a social insurance number?
Well, then once you become an employee of the federal government, you're bound by the rules that bind all employees of the federal government. And if you choose to not be a federal employee, then you're not bound by those rules. So such things like the Income Tax Act. You're not bound by that act unless you do have a social insurance number. You're not obliged
to
have
one. How do you travel? How did you even travel from BC to here?
I exercise my right to access the highways, as mentioned in the Criminal Code of Canada, and I get in a vehicle and I go from point A to point B.
But without a license?
Without a license.
How do you support yourself? How do you get a job?
I do masonry work and I operate under contract, lawful contract. There's nothing that says you need a social insurance number in order to engage in lawful contracts.
But what about changing the rules instead of not abiding by them? And if everyone, for example, if everyone lived by that notion, some argue that this could be a lawless society in a way.
Leslie, your question is based upon the assumption that we are disobeying the rules, but that's not the case. What we do is we actually look at the rules, and instead of assuming that they're applicable, we find that, oh no, they're not applicable unless you engage in certain actions, so we don't engage in those actions, so those rules aren't applicable.
Rob, we have to wrap up, but if you can just in a sentence explain to me what it is ultimately that you hope your group achieves.
I would like to see that the rights and the freedoms that our forefathers fought, killed, and died for are respected and exercised and are there for future generations.
Well, it's an ongoing thing. You'll be seeing in the papers as far as the situation that you run into with the police in BC and here as well. Rob Menard, director of the World Freeman Society, thanks for coming in and explaining
Thank
it to us.
Thank you for having me.
I see a lack of understanding amongst you guys as it pertains to you and paperwork when it comes to claiming what is rightfully yours and correcting your status. There are phases to this process, and it took me 20 years to have an innate understanding of what they had done. It is imperative that you study first and get to know the land you were born in. Understand if you are born on American soil that makes you American when it comes to your nationality. Ethnicity and nationality are not the same thing. There are many moving parts, and it was put into place so that all of the agencies that you contact with are your trustees. You have to fire and put on notice everyone who you have done contracts with. You have to rescind those contracts and give them public notice. For the folks who say that you can evolve past the paperwork, they lack the knowledge of contract law. It is law, and you are subject to any contract to sign, no matter what level you are on. You must perform the contract, rescind the contract, or negotiate the contract. Otherwise, energetic-wise, you are still subject to laws and the binding of those contracts. A lot of y'all bound yourselves to child support, food stamps, military benefits, SSI, Medicaid, driver licenses. Any business you have with any government entity, whether state or at the federal level, all of those contracts have to be rescinded. Know the difference between United States and the United States of America. One is the republic and the other is a corporation. You have contracts with a corporation and you must correct the status of U.S. citizen. The status is not for living beings. That status is for dead straw men. Remember, living man, woman is above all courts, police, governments, and corporations. Stand your ground, stay within common law and natural law jurisdiction. Do not deviate into their language, legalese, and you will succeed. You are the authority, not them. Do not try this unless you're confident in your knowledge and ability to pull this off and have your corresponding paperwork all in check. Living, breathing human beings are only subject to common and natural law. If you are not causing harm, injury, loss, or theft, or another human to another human, or breaching the peace, then ultimately there is no crime being created or committed. Everything covered by statutes and acts created by Parliament only applies in a legal sense. They cannot be applied to the living, breathing human. These statutes and acts are only enforced if you accept your legal fiction and enter into a contract by being deceived by legalese.
And now it's raining. That's fun. So B and I are currently having a conversation about like Kamal's birth certificate and giving him a birth certificate, but I feel like we're knowledgeable when it comes to what birth certificates are. It hurts my heart to get him one. He was born at home, right? So I'm responsible. Actually, I think even if you get a midwife, if the baby's born with the midwife, you're responsible for signing him up, like giving him a birth certificate. But if you don't know why I'm stressed about it and I'm nervous about it, you should watch this YouTube video called, what is it called, Straw Man? Yeah, any information on your straw man. That's not the name of the video, but like just search up your straw man. Meet your straw man, that's what it is. My biggest thing is if we get him a birth certificate, it just hurts my heart because I'm like, I'm giving my child away.
Literally,
like to the state, to the country, I'm handing him over. And like right now, if ever for some reason nothing would happen, but like, how do I say this? Like Child Protective Services cannot do anything to him or touch him or anything because he doesn't belong to the state. Just think about the fact that Child Protective Services, yes, to some people they believe they do good. I believe they do more harm than good, but I also believe that some children need saving from their parents. So I understand that. But the fact that people can come and take your child away from you should make you think and wonder why that's even possible. Like, how is it possible for someone to come into your home and take your child because they believe you're not doing a good job?
All the videos from Jordan Maxwell, he's like a scholar on maritime law.
We have up to a year to register him, like to register his birth and all that. But if you have a baby or you're planning on having a kid, consider your options. If you're American though, that's the thing. In Canada, they bribe you with free healthcare. But in America, there are people who do not register their children at all.
And that's the thing, we're not necessarily giving them we are technically, on paper. Yeah, on paper we are. I was gonna say like, there's ways to move and to reclaim your freedom even though you have a birth certificate.
Birth certificate, right?
Like the ones that really know what's good, like the Moors and shit.
I have a Moor, a woman who's a Moor that was in my DMs and none of her children are registered. Yeah. And I think like they're between the ages of like 5 and 13.
Yeah.
So that too is really, it's like I kind of...
It's the same law, is it, baby? At the end of the day, maritime law is everywhere.
Hey, what's up, guys? So welcome to the Rofkin channel. If you guys listen to this on Nation Discloses, thank you guys for listening. We are just going to go and get right into it. I much appreciate, I just appreciate everyone who's listening to what's going on. There's obviously a lot of things that are outside of our control going on. I, for one, am a type of person who enjoys my freedom. I don't know if you guys know what anagram types are, but it's my anagram type is I'm a type 7, and I like freedom. I like to avoid pain at all costs if possible, but it doesn't mean that I won't be confrontational. In the onset of the medical tyranny that's been taking place currently, it has come to my thought, it has come to my attention that I really don't know how to enforce my rights. And because of that, I've been on this journey of learning, this path of learning to understand how to defend myself and to protect my private rights and understand the Constitution and really actually what it means and stuff that we should have been taught in school that we were not taught, unfortunately. So with that being said, I'm doing a path to freedom, and this is just a basic course, and we'll just get right into it. So this is the basics of freedom and sovereignty. It's a type of course I'm just kind of putting together for people who want to know and understand sovereignty and their rights. And it is basically all that we need to know to be free. And this is taken from a lot of resources, particularly Fam Guardian. And I can post links and I can post information to that website, and also God's Kingdom Ministries.org, both of which have helped me really helped me to understand the law, understand my rights, understand purpose, understand ownership, understand how to, just to live and exist in this place and in a proper and fair way, free and fair way, I would say. So the purpose of this video, guys, is to inform the general public of their inerrant rights. I want you guys to understand, as much as I would like to understand, what we were never taught, that we should have been taught in school and all throughout our lives, which is the basics of law, of government, how these things work, of understanding contract law, understanding contracts, understanding the different types of rights and these types of things. I would also like to champion a cause that I believe in personally, that is personal power. I think that the reason why there's so much pain, heartache, evil, destruction in this world is because people have their power, their creative power, taken away from them. And I will show you a quote on the next slide that's going to really, I think, is a very impactful quote to see and know. The third thing I'm doing, and the reason for this video, is I'm teaching to learn. That's one of the ways that I learn, is I like to go out and I like to teach what I'm learning. I like to ask questions, and I always am learning to share, always learning to teach, and that's very important for me. And then lastly, to offer help to those people who are 9-to-5ers, who want to know about sovereignty, want to know about their freedoms, want to know about how to have justice in their lives and to avoid injustice and to avoid essentially participating in this culture, which has gotten far from what the Constitution has prepared and prepared for its people. So those 9-to-5ers who really want to go and dig into this information but just don't have the time. You got kids, you got family, you got people, you got stuff that you're doing. You're just constantly busy, and you know, maybe you have a 15-minute, 20-minute drive somewhere and you're able to listen to this. Great. This video is for you. I hope to make it anywhere from 15 to 17 minutes, guys, 15 to maybe 20 minutes. I'll give you that, because your brother, that is me, I can be long-winded sometimes. So we're going to go into it. So here is this quote from Frederick Mann in Wake Up America, the Dynamics of Human Power. And he says, to feel that we are worthwhile individuals, to know that we exist, we have to express our power. That is, to feel that we are in control. This imperative to express our power and to experience control is central to human behavior. Every human does something to express his or her power in the world. Humans first attempt to express their power creatively. If such attempts fail repeatedly, they experience themselves as powerless. And then they, you know, express themselves as powerless. What they experience is that they cannot make a positive difference in their own lives or in the world. A cognitive breakdown occurs between their actions and the results that they produce. Mentally and intellectually, they cease to understand the connection between their behavior and the consequences of their behavior. Then they express their behavior destructively. So we can either express our power creatively, or we can express our power destructively. This phenomenon is at the root of practically all individual and societal problems. And again, that goes back to the reason I'm doing this is I want to empower people. And I feel that the best way to do that is for them to have understanding. Proverbs 4:7 in the Bible says that the beginning of wisdom is this, to get wisdom, and in all you're getting, to get understanding. It also talks about how God's people, or the Creator's people, they perish for lack of understanding and knowledge. Yeshua, Jesus in the Bible, great teacher, prophet, God, he has spoken and he has said constantly, hear and understand. That is to see, to understand and to perceive, to understand and see the deeper things. And again, I don't mean to make this a sermon, but our first, but it is very important that we understand and we acknowledge some type of source or creator, right? We got to start somewhere, right? Everything has to start somewhere. And we also want to start somewhere. So.
All right. So you've heard several different articles and comments and videos and interviews about the process of what the straw man is. And my question to you is, did you know this? Is this new to you? Is this your first time hearing straw man? Do you believe in it? Do you believe it's true, or do you think it's fictitious? Would you be opposed to discontinuing to use your straw man? Do you feel the urge to claim your birthright and become a sovereign being? For those that are going to have children in the future, would you have your child at home? Would you get them a birth certificate, social security card, knowing that it attaches them to the system? These are great questions that I want to ask you. This is a no judgment zone, but just to get you thinking, you already know where I stand on it. And no one can, you know, make that call or make that decision for you. You have to do that on your own. But I will say this, knowledge is power. Once you have knowledge about something, it changes everything. Once upon a time, humans walked. Once upon a time, humans rode horses. The very thought of riding a horse got you from point A to point B a lot faster, right? Once upon a time, there were cars and trains and bicycles. Once upon a time, there were airplanes. Think about traveling somewhere, traveling when all you can do is walk. You're going to plan that a lot differently versus a bicycle, versus a train, versus a car, versus a train, versus an airplane. Because those things were prevented to you and available for your use, it changed your overall thought process about your trip. You know, how long the trip could be, how much more you could enjoy the trip, because the travel is getting faster and faster depending on which route you take, from the lowest being walking to the fastest, from the slowest being walking to the fastest being flying. So the same thing with different ideas that present themselves to you. That's why I love reading. Learning something new will change your whole life. Like the decisions that are laid before you change. Like not knowing something, you may have one path in front of you, one choice that you're going to make in front of you. But by growing and developing your mind, expanding your mind, learning new things, even things that may make you feel uncomfortable, it's giving you more choices to take. And those choices are like doors. You're able to open more doors that lead to new places. So I just love freaking learning. I am like such a, I didn't even know I was such a big nerd, but I embrace it. I just love learning and I love sharing. This is my favorite part, like sharing what I learn with someone else. And to be able to have a podcast of my own where I can share with the world to whomever may listen is so freaking amazing. So I'm so thankful for Anchor. I tell everyone about Anchor because I think we all have a unique journey, and on that journey we learn things that we can share, that can help others on their journey in different ways. So if you feel led to make a podcast, go ahead. Just visit www.anchor.fm anchor.fm. It is free. You can charge your customers if you like. There's so many different avenues you can take on there. You can even do video. I just like to sit and talk. Like right now I'm in my robe, so you can't really do that when you have YouTube, right? You have to be presentable, you know, professional, yada, yada, yada. But on the podcast, honey, I don't know. I could be in the tub, and I have been in the tub sometimes doing a whole podcast episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope I proposed some questions for you to ponder. I hope I gave you something to research, a little bit of homework, if you will. And I hope I broadened your horizon a little bit, because the people before me that presented this information to me, they did just that. They introduced a brand new subject to me with tools and resources that I could research and decide if it's something that I want to implement in my life. And I'm forever grateful for them, because they did not have to. It could have been something that I had not known to this day. So I'm going to wrap it up, because you guys know I will talk forever, right? But I will catch you guys on the next episode. I'm going to start going more the spiritual route. I want to talk about spiritual gifts, you guys, because it is real. It is so freaking real. So I'm going to go over a list A through Z of all types of different spiritual gifts. I'm going to have different clips and videos and movies and things, because I don't think anything is a coincidence anymore. If it's a TV show, those are classified files that some big shot director has had access to and was able to change the names to fictitious names, and therefore called the whole movie, show, segment, whatever, fiction because of the names. But that's not the case. And let me tell you why I know that's true. When you write a book, I was going to write a book telling about all my previous past relationships. I just decided to change that though, right? I'm going to go another route with it. But instead of putting the people's names in there and probably being sued for defamation or whatever, whatever, even though it's my truth, right? I changed the names. And so when you do that at the beginning of the book, you put a disclaimer. The names and characters and places in this book are fictitious. Although they may seem familiar, they're just fictitious. So in all honesty, let's just think about that. If it's a true story that I'm telling and I just changed a person's name, that didn't make the story fictitious, only the name. So yeah, next time you see movies and TV shows, just keep that in mind. But I will catch you guys on the next episode. I can't wait to dig deep into like spiritual gifts and powers. And oh my God, I told you guys on the other episode, I literally love standing in the sun. And there's been a lot of clouds lately, which, okay, we know that is DARPA, right? The government understands how to create rain, hurricanes, twisters, tornadoes, earthquakes. Like, they can do it all. So we're like, oh, they're predicting the news. No, they're telling us what they have manipulated the skies to do. We have all these towers up. The same way you can electrocute a body and it shakes, it's the same way you can manipulate the air. Every single thing has atoms and molecules, which means it can be affected in some type of way. So if you're sending frequencies at high rates and you think it's not going to manipulate the sky to rain or to form a cloud, it's like, come on. I'm just upset that we still are driving in cars and we aren't flying cars right now. Like, the Jetsons was telling us where we could be, and for some reason they're not allowing our civilization to advance that fast. But that's okay. Where was I going with this one? Oh, so I was standing outside and I really, really wanted the sun because I just love the way it feels on my skin. I just can't explain it, you guys, but I am a sun baby. I don't feel like I'm from this planet. I definitely come from a sun planet. The sun doesn't burn or scare me. I can stare at the sun. You know, it doesn't bother me. I can lay in the sun front and back. Like, I love hot water, hot showers. Like, my planet is hot. But anyways, I was like, okay, Mr. Sun. I just called the sun Mr. Sun. I'm like, okay, Mr. Sun, come out. Come out, Mr. Sun, come out. And I kid you not, all around the sun was clouds. But just like a donut hole, the sun came through. And I do this all the time. Like, you could ask my mom. I literally will go out on my lunch break and be like, come on, Mr. Sun, shine through. Like, shine down on me. Like, I need you. And it happens every time. So I just remembered that I'm a Libra, which means I'm an air sign, which means I do have control over the air. Not only that, I love knowledge and communication. just so much more that we need to dig into that tells what our powers and abilities are. But if we don't practice our power and our gifts, it stays at the baby infant level. If you never assisted your child with sitting up, standing up, and walking, they would never be able to do that. Like, you have to help them along the way. So because no one is sitting us down and teaching us Reiki and teaching us meditation and teaching us about our different gifts, you know, they're at the baby level. They're there, but they're at the baby level. Meanwhile, the powers that be are whole, you know, witches and warlocks, and have perfected our very gifts. So a show that I was, anime, I'm starting to get into anime, Airbender. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, each episode I look at, there's like different, you know, air, fire, water. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't believe, again, in coincidences. Like, these are classified files that they have to turn into movies or anime or cartoon to gently tell us the truth. But we just, you know, ha 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 ha, we just think it's entertainment when in reality it's like real. So, yeah, next couple of episodes are going to be more, what do we call it? Esoteric. So get ready. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye. But ciao. Earth is ghetto. I'm trying to make this my last reincarnation here. So namaste, namaste, always a vibe. Hi, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.